شنو يعني انتم تردون تقتلون كل العرب؟ هي وين سلون؟ Do you want to kill every Arab?
That's what I was trained to do.
The United States of America
have always been at war.
Either you are with us, or you are with people everywhere. They hate the United States of America.
This is a war of good versus evil.
This is America filled with fear.
Israeli shelling of Gaza Beach is just another episode in the endless carnage that is the Holy Land's 21st century manna from heaven, another level of the global war game, a game which tears apart bodies and lives to justify political equations dreamt up in the minds of the mighty. Now we are seeing the formation of the Gaza Front, which could make the 2002 Jenin massacre look like a birthday party. And wherever we live in our world, we all suffer to some degrees from such death throes swirling around us, causing side effects of anxiety and financial burden, even to those far, far away from the scene of the crime. We are all human and we pay the price for state-sanctioned deaths, but some pay more than others. Those wounded in Gaza were taken to two hospitals inside of the Green Line of Israel, some to Be'er Sheva and others to Tel Aviv. So those bombed and maimed by the Israeli Air Force are then taken into Israeli hospitals. What must that be like should you be conscious enough to understand your surroundings, lying in the arms of the enemy, an enemy that has destroyed and continues to destroy everything human beings live for? 17-year-old Imhan Rayya survived the Gaza Beach massacre, but only just. Her medical report reads as follows. multiple trauma, severe lung injury, pericardial effusion, hemodynamic instability, abdominal injury, spleen and hepatic laceration, fracture of humerus in both right and left arms. Her wounds are now infected. Recording the Palestine Today newscast means that day in, day out, I read and edit endless statistics of death, injury and arrest. Arriving in the intensive care unit and seeing a statistic wired up to all the medical apparatus to keep her living was yet another realisation of the insanity of humans destroying humans. I interviewed Ayham's uncle, the only member of her family left alive and uninjured, who is able to be with her. But he is prohibited from leaving the hospital. The Israeli government have denied him permission to leave, and should he decide to leave the hospital confines, he will be liable to arrest. Not only has Ramadan lost or seen his entire family maimed, but he is a prisoner inside Tel Aviv's hospital, without the freedom to even take a walk outside to reflect on his situation. Does he get permission to be in Tel Aviv, or does he have to just stay in the hospital?
He has a permission only to the hospital.
So this is where the families of injured people stay?
In this room.
In this room, and they're not allowed to go anywhere else?
They're not allowed to leave the area of the hospital.
So essentially they're in prison?
Because they cannot leave and they cannot buy things, they cannot, so.
Right. How is this enforced? Are there police in the hospital, or?
Not really. There isn't. But just if they're caught outside, they'll be arrested.
Arrested. Why are they not given freedom? Well, no, but why?
Ask the government. I don't know why.
Yeah.
That's how it works. Because, like, the purpose of his visit is only to be here as an escort to the kid. But when they reviewed, he doesn't have anything else to do outside the hospital. He's a Palestinian. He's basically not allowed to be in Israel. That's a special case, so they let him in home to the hospital.
Unbelievable. It's just terrible.
I was not in Gaza when it happened. I'm with my niece. My brother died and his wife and five of his sons, six injured, and his second wife is injured too. The first one died and four of her sons died, and another three injured. One in his neck, the daughter, she is injured in the stomach, and she also lost her hand. 12-year-old boy, he is also injured in his stomach and his leg. 4-year-old daughter, she is also injured in the head by a shrapnel, and the mother is injured in the head and her leg. The new wife, she had two kids. 3-month-old boy died. The 6-year-old daughter survived with an injury in the head. She is in Egypt. I'm not good, because last year my son, in the 4th of January, he lost both of his legs, and my sister's kids, four of them died due to a tank shell by the army. And this year we got this hit again. What we can say, this is our luck. My opinion, along with most of us in Palestine, we want peace for our kids. Enough of a war, and we want peace. We do not want Arab killing Israelis or Israelis killing Arabs. We want peace. Until when? The daily killings and house and farms destruction, kids being homeless or lose their parents. Until when? We want peace. We are not asking for war. We want peace. War will not accomplish anything. We want peace. We do not want it on papers only. We want real peace. We want to live in peace with our kids, and everyone lives in peace. Arab and Israelis. All the people live in peace. War only brings pain. The situation is worse each day. The killings and military operations. The solution is with the hands of the officials. The solution is that they must agree. Every day killings and war. The economical situation is bad in Gaza, and the West Bank, people cannot find food to give to their kids. The government employees did not get paid for 4 months now. The workers are unemployed. No one is helping us. The political situation before the disengagement was better, and the economic situation was better too. Now both situations are not good.
What happens when he has to go back to Gaza? Is there care in Gaza for his family? Will Israel pay compensation? All these kinds of things.
I can answer for it. No.
Yeah.
No, and nothing.
No. So what's going to happen when he goes back to Gaza? How does he see his future in Gaza right now?
In God willing, I hope that when I go back to Gaza, the situation will be better. And there will be peace too. The political situation and economic situation will be better too. Everything is blocked. Aid, banks, organizations, everything is closed. The government has no money. It can't pay for its employees. It can't help itself. How it will help others? The economic situation is bad. There is no work and there is no money. How you can help us? The borders are closed.
Israel is not passing them their taxes, right? So basically what it does, in order to, the whole world won't say they don't give the money. They don't give the money to the Palestinian Authority. But for example, his payment, if it's going to be like $50,000, whatever, they're going to reduce it from their taxes.
Which is terrible, because Israel basically made this situation and is forcing Palestinians to pay for this atrocity when their taxes could be used. Well, their taxes could be used for things that are needed inside the West Bank and Gaza.
Of course.
Thanks. Shukran.